Good evening.
Good evening.
How is everyone this evening?
Fantastic.
That's what we want in here. There are no new people in here. So everyone knows that this is a metaphysical class. So with that said, we'll go ahead and do a spiritual mind treatment. When I use the word spiritual mind treatment, it's just a form of prayer. It's an organized form of prayer. We are taking time out to know what this universe, or this thing we call God, already knows about us. I will do this in the first person. And all those who are willing may take it for themselves in the first person. There is only one power in the universe, and that power is a power for good. And I am some part of that power. Therefore, I can use that power to bring into my life all the desires that I want. I can manifest abundance, prosperity, and money. And I do that right here and right now. And I let that be so, and so it is. Well, tonight's topic is Thanksgiving, and everyone's getting ready for Thanksgiving, I'm sure. This is the time of year. Thanksgiving starts it, and it goes on through New Year's. This is the time of year. There's seats here. Wait. Where we have to be very solid and very careful with our beliefs and with this whole philosophy. Because this is the time of year that people start to become dysfunctional. And it starts at Thanksgiving. And it lasts till after New Year's. So don't allow yourself to get caught up in that. Just observe it and see what other people are doing and how they're reacting to things. And you learn to react differently to those things. You know, at Christmas time, in the from Christmas to New Year's, is the highest rate of suicide. This is when people really get down and out. They get very depressed, and the suicidal rate always goes up around the holidays, because the holidays bring up all your old programs and all your old beliefs. So know that and prepare yourself for that, and don't allow it to happen to you. And if you think you're going to go home for Thanksgiving and this year it's going to be different than last year, give that idea up. It's not. You can be different, but the holiday will be the same, and the people that you go to see will be the same, and you can try for the rest of your life to make that different, and it will not be different. So that's one of the things you look at, and you just use it. Now, with that said, Thanksgiving. Does everyone realize that we eat 45 million turkeys at Thanksgiving time?
Is that all?
That's all, which I think is a small number. It sounds large. I just want to know where these 45 million turkeys are, you know. Are they like the buffalo on the plains running, you know? Where do we keep 45 million turkeys? I don't know.
North Carolina.
Is that it? Well, let's not go there. does everyone also know that Benjamin Franklin wanted the turkey to be the national emblem of the United States?
Okay. He was right.
He was right? Yeah. It's always came up with all the little reasons why it should be. And he campaigned for this while he was in France. He wrote back and forth. The letters went back and forth about this. And I think Benjamin Franklin spent 27 years in France and then returned home. By the way, he was married at the time, so he was away from his wife for 27 years.
Well, she died while he was in France.
Is that? And he said who?
Well, he did more than one. He did more than one tour of duty over there.
I know.
But I think it was the last one when he was ambassador.
And then he died. And then she died.
Yeah.
But apparently those people in that day and age spent a great deal of time away from everything, you know, away from their families, from whatever they were doing.
Away from bathing.
And the bathing? Yeah, well, that's a nice one. So there's one thing we can be thankful for, isn't it? You see, since this is called Thanksgiving, we are thankful. But we must be thankful every day. We must give thanks every day for everything that happens to us. I constantly say thank you in my mind. I went to the bank today to get a roll of quarters to do my laundry. And I said, thank you that I have the $10 to get the roll of quarters. And thank you that I can do my own laundry and that I have a washer and dryer. I get up in the morning and immediately start thanking. I sit and have two cups of coffee in the morning in my home, and I say, thank you for this lovely house. Well, it's an apartment. Thank you. Maybe it'll grow into a house. And I, everything that I have in there, I look at and say, thank you. And I love every item that I have in my home. I wouldn't have it there if I didn't like it. I go into so many people's houses and I say, oh, I hate that ugly thing. Well, why do you have it in your house if you hate it? Why do you have anything around you that you hate? You want to have things around you that you love. And you want to have things around you that you can say, thanks, I'm glad I have that. I'm glad, I'm thankful. So we have to constantly thank the universe, this thing called God, or your own self, whatever, it doesn't matter. But you have to live in that thankfulness all the time. And you have to be able to see that. You have to be thankful that you can get up in the morning. You have to be thankful that you can walk. You have to be thankful that you buy food, that you have food. And if you do this exercise, you'll discover that you have more and that you feel good all the time. You feel good. There's no downtime because you're thankful for everything. Start out with the premise that you're thankful that you decided to come here in the first place. You see, remember we went had that talk a couple weeks ago. You have to remember that you are the one who decided to incarnate on this planet. Now, you came through your parents to do that, but you did that. So then you have to be thankful that you were able to do that, and then thankful for what's going on in your life. If you're not thankful for what's going on in your life, you have to change it until you are thankful, so that you can always stay in this Thanksgiving type thing. Now, although Thanksgiving and these holidays are dysfunctional, they're also wonderful, aren't they? It's nice to see people. It's nice to be around all that and to see all that food, and you can be thankful for it. And you can make a party. But that party you can have all year long. You don't have to wait till Thanksgiving to be thankful for things. Thankful for your job. You see, I start out always, I'm thankful that I'm alive. I'm absolutely delighted that I'm here. This is a grand experience for me. I like it. So we have to change our attitudes about those things and be thankful. Mm-hmm. Think of that if you were thankful every moment for something. Wouldn't it be wonderful? Thankful for this wonderful body that you have that can do so many wonderful things for you. Look at the wonderful tastes and stuff you have and the smells you can smell and all that. Aren't you thankful that you have that? I am. I'm delighted that I have that. And if we keep thanking ourselves and thanking everything around us, it has to get more. You have to be able to produce more. Because your attitude is going to change, isn't it? And you're going to attract more things into you. and you're going to attract people around you. Don't you like to be around people that are happy, upbeat, and thankful for what they have? Who wants to be around the doomers and gloomers or the people that complain all the time? What is there really to complain about when you think of it? When you really think about it? You know, most things we complain about are very petty, aren't they? We don't need to complain about them. We can be thankful. And you see, if you're being thankful, you don't have time to complain. If you're being thankful, you don't even see all that other stuff. You don't even see it. Remember, I always say, you do not see with your eyes. You see with your mind. That means you see with the attitudes that you put in there. You see with the beliefs that you put in there. The viewpoints, the opinions that you put in there. I often mention this word viewpoints. We all have a viewpoint on something. The idea is not to have a viewpoint, but to have many points to view. You see the difference? Have many points to view. Don't have a viewpoint. Have many points that you can look at and see. Oh, yeah, I see that. Instead of having a viewpoint and shutting everything else out. See, it's those things that stop us every time. Stops our thinking. Immediately, we shut down. Because we cannot go past those. We cannot go past a viewpoint. We cannot go past an opinion, a belief, and an attitude. We have to change them. And I said last week that beliefs are like addictions. They can be difficult to get rid of. We are used to them. So we keep them. How many people do you hear use the word, that's a pet peeve of mine? You see, you can't make something a pet. You see, if you make something a pet, what happens? There, yeah. It's there. It's like you name it, you claim it, routine. So don't do that to yourself. Be thankful for everything. But mainly, what do you want to be thankful for? The main thing that you want to be thankful for?
Being alive.
Yes, but what's the next? Keep going.
Health.
Well, that's one. You have to be thankful for you.
God.
That you're here. That you're that individual. Yeah. That you're the individual. That you're this unique expression of this thing we call God. You have to be thankful for that. Not thankful for somebody else. Yes, it's nice to be thankful. I'm thankful for all my friends. I'm thankful for every one of you. But I start with myself. I'm thankful that I am here on this planet. I'm thankful I look the way I look. I'm thankful I feel the way I feel. I'm thankful that I can think. And I'm thankful that I can do this, that I can teach. I'm very thankful about that. And I try to stay in Thanksgiving all the time. I don't wait till November and then all of a sudden say to myself, geez, I'm thankful. I just had both my eyes done. Not this, you know, I didn't have the wrinkles taken out.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, talking about wrinkles, I was talking to Aunt Catherine on Tuesday. And she said to me about, we were talking about growing old, because she's the last remaining person now from her graduating class. And I said to her, well, how does that feel, Catherine, you know, getting old and stuff? She said, Dallas, the only thing I can tell you about old age is wrinkles don't hurt. Which I think that's a wonderful attitude. She's thankful for everything. At 93 years old, she's thankful that she can get up and cook for herself and do for herself. And she'll probably keep on doing that till one day she'll do what the Buddhists do. She'll die standing, which means she'll just decide to go. And then she'll go. She won't go through all the other stuff that we think we have to go through to leave this plane of action. So she's thankful all the time. And we can be thankful all the time. But let it start with you. Be thankful for the person that you are. Is there anyone here that is not thankful for the person they are? Good. So many people want to be somebody else. So many people are not thankful because they think, oh, I have to be this, 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 and this. If you want to be any of those things, just be them. You're the one that's making the whole damn thing up, people. You're making it up as you go. So you could be anything that you want to be and be thankful for that. You're not stuck. We were not cast stuck somewhere. When you came here to this plane of action, you came whole, complete, and perfect. You came with everything that you need. And you came with everything that you need to know. You've just forgotten most of that. You're learning to bring that back. But you have to be thankful. And then if you look at yourself and say, well, I would rather have this quality, that quality, obtain them. Obtain them. Everything that you're looking for is inside of you right now. You didn't come here without it. You just failed to recognize it. You failed to bring it out. And what do you think would make a quality that you want about yourself, maybe more authenticity, more integrity, more honesty, more whatever? What do you think would draw that out from inside of you? Being thankful. Being thankful that you have that. Knowing that you have that, and then watching it grow and see the power that you have. We are making ourselves. We are making ourselves. No one else is doing that for us. Now, we've been taught differently, haven't we? And we have been taught that we inherit different things. You have your mother's eyes or your father's skin or whatever. Or you had, in my case, when I was growing up, they always said I had my father's temper. I didn't like that. I got rid of my temper. I did not keep it. And I don't know how they could have figured it out because both my mother and father had a temper. My father was German. My mother was Irish. Talk about a team. But they both had tempers, and they thought that that was all right. It was all right for my mother to have a temper because she was redheaded. She's redheaded. Oh, she has a temper. All people with red hair have tempers. Who knew? Thank goodness I didn't have red hair. So we have this idea that we inherit all these things and have inherited all these things. And we are told by the world outside and by doctors and so forth that they cannot be changed. We now know that that's not right. We can change. Especially here in this city, you could go and have a complete redo, you know. I'd be changed. But back to the other week when I was talking. We have to start seeing ourselves differently. And we have to see ourselves not as these human things that we think we are. We have to go back and say, yes, I inherited this from my father, but not my earthly father, my heavenly father. And many people call God, you know, the mother, father, God, the God, goddess, are all there is. You can look at it any way you want. But don't limit yourself by thinking that the qualities that you have, you inherited from your earthly parents. Now, they gave you lots of good qualities. They probably gave you some qualities that you don't like. You can get rid of those. But you have to think bigger about yourself. You have to say, oh, I'm connected to something much bigger, more powerful, more intelligent than I will ever be. And I can use that connection to change myself and to change the world around me. So you lift yourself up in consciousness or in thought, whatever you wish, so that you're seeing yourself as more. I heard someone this very night say, well, that's all right, you're only human. I wonder who said that. Does anyone remember? You have to see yourself as more than human. When you say, you're only human, or he did that, we have to forgive him because he's only human, you are allowing this ego mind to give you a loophole, to give you an excuse for getting out of something. And it works in some areas. It will not work in this room, and it will not work around me. We have advanced far enough that we never have to give an excuse for anything. Do you think God gives an excuse? Says, whoops. No. You don't have to give an excuse. So don't do that. Think of yourself as bigger than that. Unload yourself with this idea of being thankful all the time. Lisa was saying at dinner, she's got a good thing on Grey's Anatomy, but one of the actors just complains all the time. Not thankful for the role. Not thankful for getting a role. Now, why do you want to do that to yourself? Why do you want to do that to yourself? Be thankful. Just makes your life a lot better, doesn't it? And happier. Than to think, oh, I can't be thankful about a thing. I'm not thankful. I can think of, oh, lists and lists of things I'm thankful for. Some of them I even make up just to be thankful. Why not? I want that feeling going through me. You see, I manufacture my own feelings. And you people manufacture your own feelings too. You just haven't come, some of you, to that aha experience when you realize, oh my God, I've done that. I'm the one who created that. I'm the one who caused that. Because we have a tendency to think we're human. And when we have a tendency to think we're human, we like to blame other people. I didn't do it, they did it. Look what you caused me to do. You can't do that to yourself. No one is causing anything. Anything that's happening in your life, you are causing. And it's fun to take responsibility for that, isn't it, Stephanie? Just take responsibility and say, oh, look what I've done. And then play with it and be thankful for it and be glad that you can do that. You see, the most wonderful thing about this teaching is that you can create something, but you don't have to live in it if you don't like it. You see, and we weren't taught that. We were taught, oh, you created that, now you live with it. That's so ridiculous to do to yourself. You look at it and you say, oh, I created that and I hate it. I'm getting rid of that and I'm going to get something better for myself. Because I like myself that much. I'm not going to let this be. I'm going to change it. And you change it. That's the power you have. People always are asking, well, what is the power that I have? The power that you have is the power to change your mind. The power that you have is to keep your mind changed so that you can bring what you want into your life. That's the power that you have. You never change anything but yourself. And as soon as you change yourself, everything around you changes. As soon as you change yourself, everything around you changes. But the world says, oh, we have to change everything else. But we don't change ourselves, you see. We have to change within. We have to change our thinking. And know that we are spiritual beings having a human experience. We are the ones who decided to come here and find out what this is all about. So if we decided to do that, don't you think we would want to make it just the greatest thing that we could? I mean, why do that to yourself? If you decided to come here, why would you then decide? If you took a vacation, wouldn't you be happy on that vacation? Well, look at this as a vacation. A stopping off point. Your own personal Disneyland. Think of it as that and have fun with this thing that we call life. Have fun with yourself. And your whole life will change. You won't go through all that stress, struggle, and strain the world wants you to think that that is what life is. I have to get up at 4:30 to beat the traffic. Now, why would you want to incarnate on this planet to get up at 4:30 to beat the traffic? Surely you came for a different purpose than that. Don't you think? I mean, look, if you're floating around bodiless, with a consciousness that can create a body, And you say, oh my, look, I heard this planet Earth, if you go there, you can wake up at 4:30 in the morning to beat the traffic. Oh, I think I'll go. Doesn't make sense, does it? You have to have had a better idea or you wouldn't come here. So find out what that better idea is. And what do you think that better idea would be? To really like it here. To really like yourself. To give thanks for yourself. To give thanks for everything around you. I have said this many times, and it always works in California. Here we are in a paradise, and we're struggling and carrying on. For what reason? You know, I could see it maybe if you were back east in 6 feet of snow or something. But here we are. Every day, there's something blooming. There's a flower blooming. Right now at my place, the bird of paradise are out. I just love looking at them. I love looking at that stuff. And I say, oh, thank you. I'm glad you're out here. I'm glad I can see you. Glad I have eyes. I'm thankful I have eyes. I can see this stuff. This is what you want to do, but you have to do it. You have to do that for yourself. So use that and use it as a game and see how many things you can be thankful for. See how many things you can be thankful for. And you'll discover, oh my goodness, look at all this. And you'll just get more and more and more of it. It's the way it works. Because this universe loves to hear thank you. Loves to hear more please. By the way, that more please they're using now in an avocado commercial. I thought, well, somebody was in this class.
It's that good.
It's that good, yes. That they ask for more. And that's what you want to do. And if you are thankful all the time, you can ask for more. And you will receive more. All the time you will receive more. But just keep asking. And if it doesn't come right away, keep asking. The trick in life is to keep asking. Keep believing. This thing that we call God never asks us to try harder. So many people think, oh, I'll try this, I'll try harder. Boy, God will really love me now. First of all, God always loves you. Give up the idea that God is not going to love you or that God is ever going to change his mind about that. That is an absolute given. That is a point of reference for you to start at. You have to know that you are the beloved. You have to know that you are the beloved. So you start always with that premise. And then you build always on those. You just build. So that you get to really believe that. So there's no question in your mind that there could be anything else happening. So if you have this wonderful power, this power for good, good and God, synonymous with each other, you have that. Question? Mm-hmm. You have those qualities. You have all of that. You build on all of that. And you keep being thankful for that. thankful. If I can figure out a problem, if I can do anything, you know, I always thank my mind. I say, oh, thank you. I never take it for granted. I don't take anything I do for granted. I thank every part of my body. I thank every organ of my body for functioning perfectly and for staying in perfect harmony all the time. Al said tonight about, we said Andy isn't feeling well right now. Al said, well, did he remember to sit up straight? You know, if you sit up straight and pull your shoulders back and breathe, it immediately releases endorphins and it opens up the glands that are in here, the endocrine, and makes you feel better instantly. Don't you feel something immediately? So instead of saying you're sick, and everyone that's sick, you see, closes in on themselves.
What if you've been diagnosed with something a long time ago, something like current medication for that you're kind of, what do you call that?
Ask that question again.
Okay, let's say you were diagnosed like 10 years ago with something that you had to take continual medication for on a daily basis. But you're fine, you're totally healthy, but you're still taking the medication. What would that be considered? Would that still be considered an illness or some sort of...
Well...
You'd be supporting the prescription company.
Yes, but thank you. I always hate to say that. That's a lovely thing. I think it has a lot to do with economics. Do you ever notice now everything's chronic? You must take this the rest of your life. Do you remember when I was a child, you took a pill maybe once and they said, oh, take a few of these, you'll feel better. And don't come back. Now they say, come back, you know. I want to see you in 2 weeks because I have a payment. Well, I want to pay for something.
So you can...
Yeah, you come back in 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. But everything they turn into chronic. A couple years ago, they convinced me that I should take this shot for bacterial pneumonia. I said, oh, no. Oh, but you don't understand, Dallas. You take this once in a lifetime. You only have to take it once in a lifetime. Okay, give it to me. Now they say to me, oh, well, that's up. I said, what do you mean it's up? You said it was for a lifetime. Do I look like I'm dead? Well, no, but it's only for 5 years. I said, what do you mean it's only for 5 years? Well, the company now has decided that it's only good for 5 years. Well, I won't take it again. Once is enough.
Well, the company will then say that's to protect themselves from lawsuits in case you got sick after 6 years.
Oh, is it that? Well, whatever it is. I think then they'll reduce it. After they get that 5 years, they'll say, oh, we need more money. And somebody at some board meeting will say, well, let's make it every 3 years. And we'll just get more money coming in. Now, I hate to be that skeptical. And if you are on medication... I believe that God is in a pill or a prayer. And you have to use your wisdom with these things. Something that I do know from reading, and it's almost every place I read on medical things, they overdose everybody. They give you more powerful stuff than you need. Again, I guess, to cover themselves in some way. I use my own judgment on things like that, and please do not do this unless you know. I withdraw from everything. I withdraw from everything. I used to break out in hives every morning, just from the waist down. Thank God. But they would actually compete for space on my body. They would overlap each other. And they would get on the soles of my feet. So I would have to sit and wait till they went away. Now, they would go away usually in 30 or 40 minutes. And I was absolutely, that was one of the things that I thought, this is absolutely a miracle. I looked like a red lizard with these things, right, on top of each other, and they're like lizards. You could see them, and they were the size of a quarter, but they went over. They just were competing to see how many they could get on. Looked horrible. When they went away, you could never tell that anything was there. They left no mark whatsoever. They would just vanish. So I mentioned this to the doctor, who says to me, well, we don't know exactly what hives are. You know, we've been studying for centuries and we have no idea why you get them. I thought, well, I know that. You know, I always say to them, what do you learn in medical school? You know, what do you learn? The last doctor said to me, well, I think it's your age. I said, if you say that one more time. I said, you must have learned more in medical school than to be able to just sit behind your desk there and say to somebody, well, I think it's your age. Well, I think it's your age. I have, that's your age. That's your, certainly there's something different. Well, anyway, back to the hives. So he says to me, take Zyrtec. And you'll have to stay on it
the rest of your life.
I said, I don't think so. But I took the bottle. And then I would take the pill and I would cut it in half. Then I would take the half and I would take a quarter of a tablet. And then finally I took none whatsoever and I don't have hives. So he says to me, well, I haven't written you a prescription for that Zyrtec lately. I said, no, and you're not going to either. Use your own wisdom. Use your own body. And know that this thing that we call God is operating through you. And yes, because we have physical bodies, things can go awry in there. But we can bring them back to harmony. Inside of your body, you know, you're never completely, you're never completely healthy. Your body's always coming into health and going out of health and coming into health and going out. You don't know that. You don't feel that going on. But it does that all the time. But know that you can take care of all those things. That this thing that we call the universe, this thing that we call God, can help you. And if you have to take a pill, take the pill. But I could never buy into anybody saying to me, you must do this the rest of your life. I go hysterical. I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. Because doctors, and I'm not putting them down, they do fabulous things, but I think they love to see how many bottles of pills they can make you line up on your counter. And I don't want to line up pills on my counter. So I see myself always as whole, complete, and healthy. And I give thanks every day that my health remains perfect. I ran into Candace Silvers 2 weeks ago. And she said to me, Dallas, you look fabulous for a man who is dying of AIDS.
What a nice thing.
Yeah, well, I thought it was two. I knew what she was trying to say. I am perfectly healthy. I've always been perfectly healthy. And yes, they have diagnosed me with AIDS. When they diagnose you with AIDS, it just means that your T cells are below 200. My T cells have been below 200 for quite a while. I have known about being HIV positive for 20 years. People said to me, Dallas, you're in denial. And I have forgiven those people who said that I was in denial. Because they are no longer on this plane of action. I am still here. I'm still going strong. I remain absolutely healthy. And I remain asymptomatic. I have a research doctor that I do work with out at UCLA. His name is Otto Yang. He takes, I always say, a cup of my blood for research. He wants to know why I'm lacking something in my blood that I'm supposed to have to stay healthy. And he cannot figure out why I lack that and I remain healthy. But Jetty says to me, Dallas, if we drop HIV virus into your blood, it dies immediately. I remain whole, complete, and perfect. I am not in denial.
How many years?
20. It's probably 22 now. I gave up at 20. So, why does that happen? I'm not putting that out there for look at me, I'm how wonderful I am. I'm putting it out there so that you know it's your attitude. That Aunt Catherine, 93, went to the clinic. She goes to get her sugar tested because she loves candy. And they say to her, oh, you're 93 years old. Well, you look terrific. You must have had good genes. Aunt Catherine looks at them and says, don't you think attitude had something to do with it? Don't you think attitude had something to do with it? Attitude has everything to do with everything. Everything. I don't buy into that. I never bought into it in the 80s. First of all, it took me quite a while to realize. I had no idea what they were talking about. I had no idea what HIV meant. I had no idea what AIDS meant. I was at a dinner party in Atlanta, Georgia, and there was a doctor there from CDC. And I was asking him questions about it. This was long before I was diagnosed. And he said, we'll find a cure for it, but it will take us 5 years. Well, that's 30 years ago or 25 years ago or something. They still haven't done that. But I remember I said to him, why would it? If you know you can find a cure, why are you taking 5 years? Oh, do we put it through all the protocols? It takes that long to put it through the protocols, and then we come up with something, whatever they come up with. Well, that was information. And then I never judged by the appearances that were going on. There wasn't a week went by that I didn't go to one or two funerals. All people younger than I. All people younger. It was attitude. It was belief. And of course, it's because I'm too damn stubborn. You know, if somebody says, you can't do something, Dallas, I always say to them, watch me. Attitude. Thanksgiving. Be grateful. I didn't sit around. You know, I don't want to talk about this too much. I have people who say to me, you should join one of those groups, you know, where they sit around and talk about how bad off they are since they contacted this disease. Then they say to me, because your life certainly changed, didn't it? My life didn't change one damn iota. I refused to allow it to change. What was I supposed to do? Immediately jump on the pity pot and say, now I can't, I have to give up, I can't do anything, blah, 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 blah. I never left it faze me. Kept right on going. It did not change my life. So now you can see, I couldn't go to one of those groups, could I? They would throw me out. Because they want to sit around and talk about that. They want to sit around and tell what their medicines did to them, what they can't, whatever they're talking about. Which is fine. That's what they want. That's not what I want. When I want to accomplish anything, I do it myself. That's true.
I agree. I like to say, anytime I want some dumb son of a bitch to do it, I'll do it myself.
Well, I like myself so much. So anyway, use your mind, use your attitudes, change your belief systems about things. Don't buy into what the world is telling you out there. Be grateful and thankful for your life and for who you are. And not once did I say to myself, poor pitiful me, God must take me. Never did I say that. Somebody said to me, oh, you must be very angry with God. I said, why would I be angry with God? Well, you'll die to your life. I'm not angry with God. I'm not angry with anybody. I'm not angry. I'm thankful. So be thankful, people. Keep a good attitude. And what you want, you can have. It will come to you. There's no way that it can't come to you. No way that it can't come to you. And it's wonderful. And I think you people are wonderful. And I know that I'm wonderful. And there ends the lesson.
Thank you.
Tom would like to say something. I don't know what, but I said he could, so.
Thank you, Dallas. Actually, what I wanted to do was hand out some invitations.
Oh,
and
to a turkey ball. Okay.
After I hand them all out, I'd like to say something, and then you can open them.
Oh, for me.
Dallas, you signed that right to 5 children.
He has.
You're good, Dallas.
It's always radio days.
Oh, yeah.